Culture 3. Exercise 1. Page 26.
Born and worn in the USA. Say the word fashion and the mind used to go to the haute couture of Paris and Milan. But in the 50s, American fashion began to take on its own identity. It took its influence from the street, the sports arena, and the workplace, creating a trend in clothing that has never gone away. Here we look at the origin of three items of classic American attire that are now worn everywhere. Blue jeans. Denim is older than most people realize, having been invented in the French city of Nîmes, hence the name denim, meaning of Nîmes. But it was the 50s that changed this hard-wearing fabric into part of the must-wear uniform of the American teenager. After cinema star James Dean wore them in the 1955 film Rebel Without a Cause, their status was cemented, and today there is nearly no wardrobe that lacks a pair. The baseball cap. The average game of baseball takes a little less than 3 hours to play, and the summer sun requires some kind of shade for the eyes. The emergence of synthetic fabrics and the invention of the adjustable snapback strap allowed the cap to be mass-produced more and more cheaply from the 70s and onwards. But it was probably the adoption of the cap by hip-hop artists in the 80s and 90s that sent the headwear global, and now you can see them adorning heads from Argentina to Afghanistan. The hoodie. The first hoodies were manufactured in New York in the 1930s as a practical, warm garment to protect warehouse workers from the biting winter cold. Their utility meant they spread quickly across the country, but it wasn't until the 70s that they really entered youth fashion. This had a lot to do with American universities and colleges printing their names on hoodies for students to wear, because as a result, huge numbers of young American men and women had at least one in their closet. It wasn't long before this garment had gone worldwide. Youth style today is similar all over the world, so it's often hard to distinguish a national origin. But it is no doubt that American trends, with their insistence on sporty, durable, casual clothing that simultaneously looks good, have grown to dominate the planet today.